Manu Patra alerts dated the 29th of April 2020. Delhi High Court is directed for initiating proceedings against police officers under Section 4 of the Scheduled Castes and Scheduled Tribes Prevention of Atrocities Act 1989 who willfully did not register the first information report upon receiving complaints of abuse and harassment of a Dalit man. Delhi High Court has held that the rights in favor of the ultimate beneficiary under the mutual will accrue on the demise of either of the executants and during the lifetime of the other executant of the mutual will. Bombay High Court has dismissed the second appeal filed by Bharat Petroleum Corporation Limited with costs in a suit regarding an open plot which was leased to the said corporation 55 years ago for 20 years only. Karnataka High Court has asked the National Highways Authority of India, NHAI, to inform the court whether any concession can be made available to the farmers so far as the payment of toll during the lockdown situation is concerned. Jharkhand High Court has sought a reply from the state government, delineating the measures being taken for strict implementation of the lockdown. Supreme Court has held that when a builder has discharged his obligation by accommodating the original owners in the redeveloped portion, a lady married into that family would not be entitled to invoke writ jurisdiction to enforce her right to matrimonial home citing provisions of the relevant Housing and Area Development Statute, if her husband does not permit her to reside in the allocated portion. Supreme Court has directed the central government to take decision on the suggestions made by an Nagpur-based pulmonologist, Dr. Rajesh Swarnakar, in his public interest litigation seeking mandatory implementation of rapid antibody testing as a tool for screening of COVID-19. Supreme Court has directed the central government to suggest necessary guidelines through which personal protective equipment, PPE, could be rationally used and provided to medical health officials working in non-COVID-19 treatment areas across the country. Supreme Court has observed that the feasibility of a plea seeking implementation of the One Nation One Ration Card forthwith for benefiting the migrant workers be introspected by the union. Delhi High Court has temporarily injuncted 6 public sector units banks from taking any coercive action against Eastman Auto Limited for defaults arising out of and or in relation to reverse factoring payment obligations under trade receivables discounting system. Delhi High Court has said that arrests made in connection with Northeast Delhi riots must be done in accordance with the Supreme Court guidelines related to arrest and detention. The court has issued notices to the center, the state government and Delhi police seeking their stand on a plea alleging that arrests were being made despite court's directions to decongest jails. Delhi High Court has dismissed a public interest litigation with regards to payment of school fees stating that so long as schools were providing education online, parents could not be exempted from paying fees. Bombay High Court has granted bail for 8 weeks to former Infrastructure Leasing and Financial Services, IL&FS, Vice Chairman, Hari Shankaran, who was arrested for alleged irregularities at the company and its subsidiaries. Madras High Court has issued notice to the Union Government on a public interest litigation seeking removal of the 18% goods and services tax on sanitizers and 5% goods and services tax on masks in these difficult times of COVID-19 pandemic. Kerala High Court has stayed the state government's order on deferring payment of a month's salary to its staffers in a bid to mobilize COVID-19 funds, stating that the order was not backed by any law. Orissa High Court has resolved to suspend the ensuing summer vacation 2020 of the High Court as well as the subordinate courts, if the lockdown is not extended beyond the 3rd of May, 2020.